This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Just a reminder to listeners and to those joining us, we are hosting the show from the offices of National Lottery Operator Ituba. It seems that the lottery has been around forever, but we forget that next year, March, it would have only been around for like 20 years. It's been a perennial success since selling some 800,000 tickets were sold in its first day of operation. Today, the lotto is the most popular type of gambling in South Africa. Joining us in studio to talk all things related to the lottery, Busisiwe. Yes,
Msizi. Yes, that's correct.
All right. Head of Corporate Relations at Ituba. Thank you so much for hosting us on this cold Johannesburg evening.
You are most welcome. And yeah, welcome to our operations.
All right. Now, first question, why did Ituba decide, going back to host this media event?
I think it was important to, in the spirit of transparency and, you know, building trust within the South African public, to host a media event where we actually open up our doors and, you know, we let the public know how operations, are conducted, how the games are conceptualized, and most importantly, tonight you get to witness a live draw.
Yep. So just what are some of the questions that you hope that, listeners will address with regards to the lottery and how it operates?
A lot of the queries that we get is around our live lotto draws. Mm. So like I said, tonight you get a chance to witness that. A lot of people want to know how the games are actually put together. How do we introduce new games? Why do we take off some games? Mm. So I think those are kind of like the pertinent questions that, you know, keep coming up.
All right. I mean, in the last fiscal year, what type of transaction values are did the National Lottery amount to?
In the last fiscal year, our sales, we reached 7 billion.
7 billion.
We actually surpassed our own target, which is great. Mm. I think the lottery is just growing from strength to strength, and we see that coming through in terms of the number of players that we continue to bring onto the lottery brand.
And what is the average amount of transactions that you have per week?
Sure, that is a lot. Yeah. I'll have to come back to you on that one. Let me get the correct figures.
All right. I mean, in the speech here, you mentioned some significant CSI programs that Ituba, with the support of Zamani Holdings, have implemented. Why do you think that is important for a company of your caliber to participate in these programs?
Look, in a country where there's obviously a lot of persisting social and economic challenges, I think it's important to Ituba as well as corporate South Africa to play their part, particularly around education and the high unemployment rates. So for us, you know, as Ituba, taking charge was kind of, you know, practicing one of our core values, which centers around Ubuntu.
Mm. Which of these programs particularly touch, your heart?
I would have to say the Eric and Charmaine Mabuza Scholarship Foundation. As you know, tuition fees for tertiary education keep going up, and a lot of people actually can't afford to go to, you know, tertiary level. So as Ituba, we understand that this is obviously a heavy load for ordinary South Africans to carry. And we continue to support, you know, eager learners, people that are doing well in school, coming out of matric. And we offer full scholarships, and unlike most scholarships that are out there where you are expected to kind of work the money back, we only ask that they pay it forward. Mm. So whether it's your sister or the kid down the road, if you can pay it forward, take somebody else to school, we would have achieved our main objective.
Now, Ituba, you got the license to operate the license. When was this, the lottery license?
2015.
Let's give us some of the highlights of this period, that these 4 years that you've had running the lottery, that really jump out at you when it comes to your time running the National Lottery.
I think often we talk about reinvigorating the National Lottery, but what exactly does that mean? For us, it was about increasing the player participation, because over the years we found that people had kind of stopped playing lottery. Mm. So that was very important for us to get a lot of those players back into the market. We also talked about doubling the number of games that we now offer in terms of our game portfolio. Mm-hmm. But I think the historical jackpots is one that really stands out that a lot of people kind of, you know, remember.
Yeah.
You all know about the 232 Powerball jackpot. That was a historic first, never been done before in Africa, not just South Africa. We also saw our jackpot rise to 145 for Powerball. This was last year in August 2018. I think, look, we've made some significant strides and, you know, the work is not done. We carry on.
I mean, you spoke about reinvigorating and a lot of people stopped playing the lottery. Why was that the case? What competition came? Did something come on the block to take away some of those players away from you, those eyes anyway?
Not necessarily. I think economic challenges, a lot of people kind of, you know, have to spend their buck where it's mostly needed. I think the National Lottery brand itself, you know, started to see a bit of a decrease in terms of player participation. So, you know, those were the two biggest areas that we particularly focused on. We also talked about, you know, looking at the customer experience. How do we make it better? How do we make our games more available? You know, so what we've done is we have 9,000 terminals where you can actually play National Lottery, but over and above that, our access channels have grown. We now offer these lottery products on 170,000 handheld devices. So if you're going into your spaza shop, typically the handheld devices that you buy lottery also sells your airtime, your electricity. So it was about making the games a little bit more accessible for the general public.
And that's, I guess, it's feeding off the shift to online gaming, right? Being a big factor in your life.
Definitely. One of another firsts that we've introduced is people are now able to play at their convenience 24/7. So you can play via your mobile app, which is a first for the National Lottery. So we've introduced a mobile app. You can also now play, you know, via a website. So the days of standing in long queues are now gone. You know, we're offering convenience in the most possible ways.
When did the mobile app, when was it first introduced, and what has the take-up been with regards to the mobile app?
It was introduced early this year. The take-up has been fantastic. We've got about 500,000 registered users. It is available on iOS as well as Android. We're seeing quite a huge take-up in terms of the mobile app play.
I mean, and other goals, I guess, as you move forward for Etuba, to reinvigorate what the National Lottery is to South Africa. I mean, it was launched with the year 2000 now, 20 years next year. What are your plans of just like, of keeping it center of mind in people's lives?
Look, we've got exciting plans coming through. We've got more games that we'll be offering, just a bit more compelling in terms of what the public is asking for. But also in terms of the player access, so we want to make it as seamless as possible. We're introducing more and more different channels for our players to get and to play their favorite lottery games.
With regards to today's media event is all about demystifying just how the National Lottery operates. Give us a bit of a feedback. How does one person win without giving us any cheat sheets into it?
It's a luck game. Really, it is. There's no science to it. As we'll see tonight when we take you through our tour and you get to witness that live draw, it all works on a random number generator, which is all based on algorithms. But it's all about luck. I think, you know, a lot of people, when they find out we work for the National Lottery, everybody's asking for the winning numbers.
But
it is a luck game. If it's your day, it's your day. We've had players that have won after first time of play. And we've got players that, you know, have been playing for years. So it all boils down to luck.
I mean, over the past 4 years, do you guys have an inkling of about how many people you've made instant millionaires, and how have you helped look after them, those that have, as you say, walked up the streets and won over 100 million rand and the like? How has Etuba and National Lottery been involved in them just managing that those winnings?
So I'm very proud of the fact that we've created more than 200 millionaires since we took over, which is a significant number of millionaires. And how we assist them through the process is for every winner that wins above 50,000 Rand, we offer them with free financial advice. We work with accredited financial advisors in the market. And these people really come in, they understand what the winner's needs are, how they can best invest their winnings, because it's all about creating generational wealth. Mm. And we all know those stories where, you know, somebody once won the lotto and today they have nothing. We really aim hard to kind of demystify that as well. So we do help them along the process. Over and above that, a lot of people kind of laugh at this one, but we offer trauma counseling. Mm. You know, because, you know, one day you've got zero in your bank account, the next day you have 232 million.
Yep.
It is a traumatic experience.
It
definitely is. So, you know, we also offer that trauma counseling free of charge to them.
Now, in terms of community funding programs with regards to, is this the most rewarding part of your day-to-day job here at Etube and at the National Lottery?
Most definitely. Mm. Looking at the different CSI programs that we have been involved in, aside from the education in terms of the scholarship, we've recently had interns join our organization as well. Mm. We all know how hard it is, you know, once you've graduated to actually break into the market and get that first job. So we've rolled out our internship program. We also are introducing a youth enterprise development program where we're looking at young entrepreneurs. How do we upskill them and get them to that level where they can actually run on their own and make sure that their businesses grow as well? We've also dabbled in terms of femicide. Yeah. We all know how, you know, critical that is in terms of our society. So we had a national campaign where we kind of brought awareness to femicide. And, you know, and I think those programs really kind of, for me, stand out as one of those tick boxes.
How many people are employed here? How many people do you employ in this impressive building? I mean, this building we see off the highway, the Ben Schoeman Highway.
So nationally, we've got about 220 staff members. That mm. includes our sales and field reps as well, who are out in the field. This building houses about 110 of those.
Mm. And regards to the National Lottery license, how long is it holding?
It is an 8-year license. Yeah. We're currently in our fourth year.
Mm-hmm. halfway through it. I mean, when you finally got the license to where you are today, how has this company changed? How has Etube changed over the past 4 years of having this license?
Well, having touched on some of the milestones and success stories, I think we can kind of look back and really feel proud of where we've kind of taken National Lottery. You know, in terms of sales growth, we've seen the numbers grow. We've introduced more play channels. You know, and I think the work is not done. There's so much more that we can do in the next 4 years. So, you know, the general public have a lot to look forward to, and we're very excited about this period.
In regards to that dip you said in usership of the National Lottery, has that significantly, are you happy with the improvement you've seen there?
Definitely. And, you know, our job is never done. There's always so much more that we can do. And, you know, I think people can look forward to a lot more coming out of Etube.
I've got a few questions here from the internet, from Twitter. At Black Forest tweeted, who is the auditor of these machines? This goes to the question of people wanting to know the inner workings of the lottery.
For sure. So we work with independent auditors from Mazars. This evening, you'll also get to see them as you witness the live draw. As you know, all of the draws are fully audited, and these are independent auditors.
From the same field, the Twitter sphere, I also have another question here. People want to know who controls the lottery and why is it so difficult to access funding?
The funding projects are actually controlled through our regulator, which is the National Lotteries Commission. Mm. What we do is we just make sure that the sales are there and we create as many opportunities as possible to grow that fund. But applications and funding is all handled through the commission.
Through the commission itself. Mm. All right. No, thank you very much for your time. That was Busisiwe Mzizi, Head of Corporate Relations at Etube. Thanks very much for joining. And thanks for inviting us into your beautiful building.
Thank you so much. We are enjoying having you here.
All right. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.